It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining us today. Well, you take a 5-time Tony Award-winning best play, mystery best-selling novel by Mark Haden, and you have The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Kimberly Faith Hickman joins me. She's the director, artistic director of Omaha Community Playhouse and the director of this particular program. Good morning. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, please describe for what is this show about?
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is about a young boy named Christopher Boone who discovers that his neighbor's dog has been murdered in a pretty horrific way. And so he decides to explore and become a detective of sorts and find out who killed his neighbor's dog. Christopher exhibits what many people would describe as a behavior of someone on the autism spectrum. And so this play is really about him in the journey of discovering who killed the dog, really discovering his own independence. He has to do a lot of things that put him in circumstances that he normally wouldn't be found in. And so he learns a lot about himself. He learns a lot about his parents and their marriage and really sort of like finds out more about who he is as an independent person. And it's a really great adventuresome play. And we're having a great time in rehearsal. It's something really different that the Playhouse is doing. And so I'm really excited about it.
What is the from your description, what is the feel of the play? Because, I mean, we're talking about, you know, you don't care puppies, and now we're talking about the murder of a dog.
Right,
How does that fit into what audience can come see this?
That's a great question. So the lead character is a boy, and the actor we have cast, Dominic Torres, is a kid. But I would not say this is a play for kids unless parents are open to their kids hearing some adult language. So
a PG-13, if we translated
PG-13. Okay. Yeah. So there's some adult language in the show. Adult themes, certainly, but I think it's really a great play for probably high school and up, I would say. It's, believe it or not, while it has a serious subject matter, there is also a lot of comedy in it.
Sure, absolutely.
And that was really important. You know, I think a lot of people hear about a play or a book about autism and they think it's going to be this very dark, serious, you know, thing. And there definitely are a lot of moments that have, you know, the drama that you're looking for in a great play. But there's also a lot of comedy. You know, Christopher, the main character, is a kid with autism, but he's a kid, you know, and he has a lot of fun going on this adventure. And so it was really important that we capture that humor as much as we can in a play that deals with so many heavy themes.
Sure. As you research this and as you've been directing this and going through this process, did you personally learn anything or capture any insights regarding autism?
I did. You know, I've actually, a mentor of mine for about 15 years, I met him when I was in my early 20s. He had an autistic child. His name was Ron Anderson. And Ron's passed away, but I got to know Ron and his family very well. And their son is the child I've spent the most time with who's on the autism spectrum, and Max is now an adult. He's in his early 20s. But getting to know that family and their experience was actually really helpful. And when this play was on Broadway in New York, I actually saw it with that family. And so so it's really special for me in that way, too. But I've spent a lot of time teaching kids on the autism spectrum through theater. And so having that as a foundation has been really helpful in this process. And then just a lot of reading, a lot of watching videos. Some of our cast members have our special education teachers, and so they have that experience also to contribute to the process, and it's been really, really helpful.
One of the descriptions of this particular production is visually stunning.
Yeah.
Tell me how.
Wow. If you've seen a show at the Playhouse before, I don't think you've seen anything like what we're doing today. So Stephen Williams is our set designer. He's a professor at UNO. Chris Wood is our lighting designer. He's done a few shows at the Playhouse, Murder Ballad, Rock of Ages, James and the Giant Peach. So his work may be familiar to some people who saw those. Jay Hansen is our music composer and sound designer, along with John Jibalisco, and Lindsay Pape is our costume designer. And we just have some amazing things that are happening. The lighting for the show is a huge part of what we're doing. The music for the show, there's just a lot of magic and tricks, I would say. I don't want to give too much away.
Sure, sure.
But It's visually just, it's stunning. It's visually stunning. And we're bringing a lot of new technological tricks that we Playhouse audiences haven't seen before to this show. So that's really a very cool thing. And collaborating with these artists has just been a dream because they all have such great ideas. We have conversations about what's in the book and what's in the script and then sort of what's in my head. And then seeing them make it come to life is just, it's a dream.
That's amazing. Congratulations
Thank
on this
you.
Show. It opens on January 18th. That's this Friday. Runs through February 10th. It's called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. That's Kimberly Faith Hickman. She's the artistic director at Omaha Community Playhouse and the director of this very show. For information, please go to omahaplayhouse.com and see if you would like to see the show. Morning Edition continues now.